I know you gave it quite a bit of thought, maybe at least 42 seconds worth, in deciding which saves more money, washing dishes by hand or by using the dishwasher. Would you believe that the experts who have searched this out, who have done the work on this, say that you save your water by using the dishwasher? Now, before I read about that some time ago, I'll be honest with you, I thought you save the money by washing by hand. Because my thinking was, well, okay, you pour that water in there into the sink, you stopped it up, you're not just running the water the whole time you're in the kitchen, just long enough to get some dish water on one side of the sink, for those of us who have the two basin sinks, rinse water on the other side, boom, you're done with your water. Now, I know sometimes that water can get really, really dirty again, depending on what you cooked and what you put in the pots and pans and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes you do have to let that dirty water out and put some more clean dish water in that sink. But most of the time, you can get away with just what you do on the with that dish water. One side, rinse water on the other. Now, I will say this. I do know that there are some people who do wash the dishes and everything else by letting the water just keep running the whole time they're in there. So imagine they looked at all the various ways, the various methods, if you will, of washing by hand. And they said, well, what surprised me, because I'm thinking, I'm listening to that dishwasher. And with the exception of the last cycles that have to do with drying the dishes, I'm listening to this baby run, and I'm thinking, it sounds like water is running almost the whole time that the dishwasher is running. So I was thinking, this is an easy one. We save more water by washing by hand because the dishwasher uses more water than we use. I was wrong. They being, of course, the people who have tested this, said that you actually save water by using the dishwasher. So I'm saying that because I really want you to be encouraged to use your dishwasher, especially, you know, I know you want to get everything clean, etc. So it is a matter of the quality of the dishwasher. But remember, it also has to do with whatever kinds of cleaning agents you use, because apparently some cleaning agents are better than others. And so you want to make sure that, you know, if necessary, experiment with the various dishwasher detergents to see which one does the best job for you. Now, I've talked with a number of people. In fact, I've used a dishwasher that did an outstanding job of getting everything shiny clean with just one wash. Okay, no, I didn't. That's a fair question. Some of you want to know, well, did you do a whole lot of scrubbing before you put the plates and everything else in that dishwasher? No, I didn't. I did a simple, quick rinse and put them on in there. And I mean a simple, quick rinse. Put them on in there because I wanted to see what the dishwasher could do. It got them shiny clean. Clean. I was real pleased. I don't remember I'm not really sure what brand of dishwasher detergent I was using. But like I said, just experiment. See what happens for you. So again, don't be reluctant to use those dishwashers because you're thinking, I'm going to use more water. No, if the experiments still hold true, you'll actually be using less water. All right, other features of green affordable housing include EPA certified Energy Star appliances. You can find them in affordable housing. LED lights that use less energy and last longer than traditional incandescent or even fluorescent bulbs. And a lot of times, interestingly enough, those LED lights put out some light. We use some for the house, night lights, LED night lights. And so we have one in each of the bathrooms so that if someone needs to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, but they don't want to get hit by all that bright light when you turn on that light switch when you go in there, have no fear. That LED nightlight puts out enough light that you can easily see your way around. You can make your way around, and I mean, you see all you need to see. It puts out some light, but not like that overhead light that would almost assault your senses when you're kind of stumbling down the hallway to the bathroom, still half asleep, and you want to be able to get back to sleep as quickly as you can. So we have LED night lights in the bathrooms, just one per bathroom. We also have some in the front of the house. And, of course, most of these LED lights that we have automatically turn on when their sensors pick up on the fact that it's starting to get dusk dark. And they turn off when the sensors pick up on the fact that the brightness is returning. The brightness of the day is returning. And, of course, the LED lights, again, use very little energy to begin with. But then on top of that, they automatically turn on and off. You don't even have to bother with trying to remember, okay, let me turn these night lights on. We have one other night light, though, that does not turn on and off automatically. In fact, it doesn't turn off at all. It stays on all the time. And I do mean all the time. There is no on-off switch. It is designed to stay on all the time. And I kind of don't like that feature because I like the idea of the light being completely off when it's not needed. But it has another feature that I do like that kind of makes up for that. This particular night light, the one that does not turn on and off, it just stays on all the time, is cool. It is designed so that as you're moving about in the house, you get within roughly 6 feet of it, it automatically brightens significantly because its sensor lets the light know someone is moving around, they're kind of close to it, and it brightens up so that you have more, even more light to get where you're going. And it stays at that elevated, that heightened brightness for roughly 60 seconds, long enough for you to get just about where you're going. And then it automatically dims back down to its normal brightness. And I'm telling you, the added brightness is so significant. You see it, and it really does give you more light to find your way where you're going. Pretty cool. I'm telling you, some great things that they're doing with the technology today, including lighting. Low flow fixtures attached to shower heads, toilets, and faucets save water and reduce the cost of water bills. I would like to share this with you, though. When it comes to toilets, you do want to make sure that that toilet will be powerful enough, the flush will be powerful enough to get the job done every time, to completely get the job done. Yeah, because you don't want toilets that have such low flow that you got to flush 5, 6, 8 times to get the toilet to do what you want it to do. And otherwise, you end up with plumbing problems. So, I'm going to share with you some more when we get back some of the features of affordable green homes when we come back. And I want you to be ready in the segment after that to really think through and feel through emotionally, feel through the discussion that we're going to have. Has to do with families in general, society in general, families a little bit less generally, but even more particularly, our children.